This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Josh Hader coming? Josh Hader might have been walking in here.
In the building. That'd be cool.
All right. Christian Kirk, I believe... And you can jump in with your thoughts on this, Nick. I think before you even, because hopefully you thought about it over the break, think about the other teams in the league and their number two receiver. I think Christian Kirk is most definitely a number two receiver. And again, if he stays healthy, that's the same thing with, hell, Nico Collins. It's the same thing with Tank. It's the same thing with Cooper Kupp. That's the same thing with other guys that Tyler Lockett. It's the same thing with other guys that have had some injury situations. Deebo Samuel, who the Texans clearly were at least in talks with. But if he stays healthy, I think he is clearly a number two. And for some reason, Luke, it seems like some, I'm not saying all, but some within the Texans fan base don't see him as that and see it. And I've seen a lot of people, they need to get another guy. And I'm like, I think they need to get another guy. But I don't think it's like, hey, man, they've got to get somebody over him. I think he is going to be a really, really big time slot receiver again if he stays healthy. And in what this offense looks like it's going to be, the slot receiver is somebody that is going to be a big part of it. And he has been really, really, really good in Arizona and Jacksonville when he's been healthy, which is a very fair thing. But no, this to me is not a third receiver. Again, start matching up some of the number two receivers. It's not maybe what you think. I feel like when people think number two receivers, they're thinking Jaylen Waddle and T. Higgins.
Yeah, the exceptions.
Or Devontae Smith. Yeah. And I think he is, I don't know, I don't think he's in the category of maybe Higgins and Waddle, because especially Higgins and Waddle's got big play ability much more than he does. But I think he's in the range of that of the guys. I bet you there aren't 10 number two receivers in the league that are more accomplished or even better than him. Like that you would look at. Because I only think there are two in the AFC, and then you have to go to the NFC to me. So, yes, he is not Davante Adams. He is not DK Metcalf. But you already have Nico Collins. He is to me, a legit number two receiver.
I'm with you again. Just assume as long as he's healthy, which is the big thing. But if you were getting Christian Kirk off of his season 3 seasons ago, I would put this duo right up there with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase in terms of a 1-2 punch. The concern, the problem is just because of these injuries the last two seasons. And so I think some of the dislike comes from a couple factors. One is the injuries. He's only played, a half season here the last 2 years. I think two
very
is...
Very fair.
He hasn't played on good teams. I know that Jaguars team made it to the playoffs. They had the Chiefs on the ropes. But he's played for the Cardinals in the early years of Kyler Murray, and they weren't really getting to the playoffs. I think just once, the Jaguars... And it almost goes back to the whole Barkley thing of, you don't pay attention to these smaller markets. So I think a lot of people aren't just, they're just not as familiar with the game. And I think the other aspect, too,
is... Christian Kirk has come here to Houston and
that's fair.
And
it's true.
Kicked their asses multiple times when he's playing with the Jags.
Duval!
Certainly a good point. And I think another aspect, too, is he kind of became a punchline when he signed that huge contract with the Jaguars that made him, one of the highest paid receivers. And everyone's thinking... why are you paying this guy that much? So I think when you get paid that much, that also ups the... He's getting paid, or at least he was getting paid as a number one wide receiver. So I think that ups the expectations of this... now this expectation or this perception of Kirk of he's getting paid all of this money, but his numbers are only this. He must not be that good or he must be underachieving. So I think those things are kind of working against Kirk. But I would also say this. I saw this stat earlier, and again, stats are a dime a dozen. It might not mean much, but his yards per route run... put him 45th in the league last year, when he was healthy. So 45th would put you right up there with the number two receivers, but it placed him on that list right between DK Metcalf, who I know a lot of Texans fans wanted, and right ahead of Jordan Addison, who is one of the better number two receivers in the league. So just one stat, but it's good company that he keeps in that area in terms of his effectiveness. The amount of yards he gets compared to the amount of routes he runs. He was right up there with DK Metcalf and Jordan Addison last year, and that's the type of guy you would love as a number two receiver.
Yep. To me, I think this team, bam, right there, those guys, between him and Nico, especially for the roles that they play, I think they play off each other well. I think they are big and good for C.J. Stroud. Now I think you just need a speed guy that could get down the field and kind of, one, go make big plays and kind of take coverage away from those two. That's to me the next step. But that doesn't mean that player has to be DK Metcalf, right? That player could be the name I brought up yesterday, a Joshua Palmer, could be a third one. Or to me, which would make a lot of sense, why don't you maybe slide in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
The golden kid from Texas, a lot of people have talked about, that could be somebody maybe you groom to put out on the outside, and then you hope that he is becoming a big play guy, a speed guy that's a third guy. Because I'm with it. I don't think that's Xavier Hutchinson.
No.
That's not him. He's not separating like that. I don't think, and obviously I think Mechie's more of an inside slot type of receiver. But this to me, as somebody just texted in, it's less about him being a number two than that he plays in the slot. People want an option other than Nico running in the secondary. And I agree, there needs to be another person there. But you can make big plays from the slot. You can run through the secondary. I know y'all remember Ladd McConkey's ass. He was coming from the slot, running past people. And there is, if you go watch it, Christian Kirk has done that as well. I think what you have said, and I think Tyler was saying that too, somehow it feels like there's a portion of the Texans fan that one got into their minds that the Texans needed something closer to a number one receiver and or got themselves excited for or put themselves in their mind for a Davante Adams or a DK Metcalf. And I just legit don't think you needed that, right? I was kind of slow and waiting to get to the table about Nico. And yes, Nico is a bona fide top half number one receiver in this league the way he's played the last 2 years. So I think you got that guy there. I don't think you needed another one. And I feel like some people got that in their minds. And then you saw Christian Kirk, that's what I feel like with some people is that there's just an ill thing to it. Like, do you think, to God, I'm asking both of you this and people you're listening. You think if it was Cooper Kupp that was that they traded for Cooper Kupp for the 7th round pick. Do you think it would be more excitement?
I think so. I think that's a bigger name brand.
But then once you go look at what right. they have done,
I'd rather have
Kupp. Yeah, and I get what Luke's saying, but I wouldn't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't think that's the right reaction.
But I think what Luke is saying, and he said it earlier, is I think in people's minds, they like right now, it's Diggs too. I think in people's minds, I think people would separate Cooper Kupp and Diggs far from a, or at least a good distance with Christian Kirk. I think people would have Christian Kirk third in that grouping, and I damn sure don't believe that's the case.
Yeah.
And all three of them have injury issues.
Right. I'm with you. I think this might be an absurd comparison. I think it's almost like the guy who's been married for a long time and they think it's their marriage that's holding them back from dating like supermodels or whatever it is. Oh, if only I was a single guy, I could be with Sydney Sweeney, whoever, pick your name.
Oh,
and then it comes
man,
to then because of that, you come to kind of resent that relationship or you come home and like, oh, this is the person I'm coming home to. I could be out dating such and such. And so it's this idea of like, oh man, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, all these names out there that you talk yourself into a tizzy. Like, oh, we're going to get one of these guys. And then you get Christian Kirk and it seems like it's this letdown. Like you're settling for him when you could have DK Metcalf on your team. When realistically, I don't know how much of a option or possibility that truly was for the Texans to ever really be in running for DK Metcalf.
Especially the asking price of a first, a third, and $30 million contract.
Yeah.
That damn sure wasn't it. So... that's not the case. All right, coming up, T-Mills Best Bets. Hey, Chris Santiago held him down last night. Chris went for 6 bets and got 4 of them. So we are at 66% with Chris. 63 for the week, 66 yesterday. You're over 60. You got to finish this damn thing out.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.